On Mars, a little robot named Spirit has gotten stuck in alien soil. Spirit had been roving around the red planet for more than 5 years, sending back images and data. But 2 weeks ago, its six wheels dug into the Martian soil, and the plucky little rover is trapped. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports on the efforts to get Spirit moving again.
The Martian soil that's got Spirit isn't like the dirt in your backyard.
It's a light, fluffy material. It's kind of like flour, so you can't get much traction in that.
John Callis is NASA's project manager for both Spirit and its twin rover, Opportunity. He says both of the rovers have gotten embedded in the Martian dunes before.
Prior to this time, the worst embedding event for either rover was when Opportunity was caught in a dune which we nicknamed Purgatory Dune.
Opportunity eventually escaped from Purgatory.
But that was a fully functioning six-wheeled rover at that time.
This time, Spirit doesn't have six working wheels. The right front one has been broken for years. The rover has limped along by driving backwards, dragging the wheel. And now, another wheel has stopped turning.
And there's some reason to suspect that a rock may be jammed in that wheel.
It gets worse. Callis says that Spirit has dug so far down into the dirt that its little mechanical belly might be resting on some rocks.
That is a concern because, just as anyone who knows who might drive a off-road vehicle, if you get high-centered on a rock or a stump, you know that you're not getting traction on your wheels because the weight of the vehicle is now on the rock and not on the wheels where you get your traction.
Callis and his team will try to take a picture of Spirit's wheels and belly using a camera on the rover's robotic arm that's really supposed to take microscopic photos of dirt. They'll also set up a special sandbox here on Earth to simulate the mess that Spirit's in. They'll put an identical rover in the box of fake Martian soil and test possible ways of getting unstuck. All that will take weeks. Callis says his team is emotionally attached to the rovers.
You know, we talk to them each day. We interact with them. They're responsive to us. They exhibit personalities. When you discover that one of them is in trouble, then you become very worried. Much like a person would become very worried about a dear relative if they suddenly became ill or in a difficult situation.
If the Spirit rover never again gets to make tracks across Mars, that doesn't mean it's dead. Even if it's stuck forever, it could still do a little science and talk to Earth. But Spirit would no longer be a rover. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.